I declare the winner of the 2015 Brownlow Medal, Nat Fyfe from the Fremantle Football Club.
Yeah, what a night it was, one that he'll never forget. And Fantastic. He did himself proud, he did his family proud, he did his club proud, he did our state proud indeed. He is a champion, he's always been a champion in many people's eyes, but it's official now. He's a Brownlow medalist, winning by 31 in racing parlance. He raced away with a commanding lead, and they started to catch him, but his lead was just too great. He was fantastic last night. He's been great for so many years now. Nat Fyfe, congratulations.
Thank you, guys. Good morning.
Mate, I thought the presentation last night, you handled yourself beautifully. Were you nervous when you were up on the stage? Because you didn't come across like that. You spoke really well.
No, it wasn't too bad. I guess the emotion of getting over the line and it all sort of hit me. And yeah, no, it was just great to be able to celebrate it with a couple of key personnel from Fremantle and the AFL community in general.
Nat, I know you mentioned it last night. I was in the Eagles function and I was with Matt Prittis, and he was genuinely surprised that you didn't poll in round one, and also genuinely surprised that you didn't poll in the first derby. You did allude to it a little bit last night, that perhaps maybe at that point you thought maybe it's not going to be my night.
Yeah, I'd be lying if I didn't say that after three rounds I thought, oh, maybe it'll just go someone else's way tonight. But yeah, in the end it sort of turned around. But full credit to Matty Prittis, who's had another outstanding year. I think it's great for WA footy that two players representing the two sides have had huge years, and it's a tradition I'm pretty keen to keep going from each year, you know.
I hope it keeps going like that. Nice. There's a lot of interest in this part of the world. I love the fact that you dedicated it to the fans and to the clubs. It's more than just an individual award for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's heartfelt as well. Getting this close to playing in another grand final, it was really disappointing, and the emotion was still quite raw. But to be able to take home some level of consolation prize that we can celebrate as a broader footy community at Fremantle, it's something for the fans that everyone could enjoy.
So tell us, Nat, what happened? What didn't we see? So we saw you up on stage with Macca. It went really well, I've got to say, too. I know that you'd spoken to Macca beforehand, and that in itself is probably a bit of a thrill when Bruce McAvaney rings you a week or so before the Brownlow to talk about the possibility of a Brownlow medal speech.
Yeah, well, he rang me on a private number, so I screened him a few times. But eventually got through to him and had a good chat. But no, like, it was a pretty low-key night. The guys that were on the table had a few drinks and celebrations, and then I was able to spend some time with other personnel from the AFL community, Dan Hannanbury, Josh Kennedy, Bob Murphy, just Paddy Dangerfield, Rory Slade, just guys from throughout the competition, and guys that you bitter rivals with all year, go head-to-head with, and then at this time of the year you get to have a couple of drinks and sort of look back and reflect on the fact that you're all trying to achieve the same thing, shake hands and be friendly. So, yeah, it was an enjoyable night.
You had some company on your table that kept you occupied. Obviously, a date for the night, Michael Baylor, he's part of the furniture around here at 6BR. Does that help, having your mates around you, just kind of keeping you at ease?
It does. After the loss, we went and had a few beers on Friday and Saturday, and somewhere in amongst those celebrations and commiserations, we decided Michael was the perfect date to come and accompany me and provide great humour and banter for the table, and he didn't disappoint.
He nearly stole the show, Nat.
He did his media career no harm, I think.
He is a star. We've seen a photo of you this morning that's been tweeted out. You're on the phone, you've got the beanie on, and you've got the no shirt on, the girls have noticed, incidentally, and you've got the medal around your neck. Where was that? Was that this morning, Nat, or late last night?
I haven't seen this photo. I'll have to check on who's taking the photos. I've been sitting on this phone talking to everyone this morning.
You look good. Mate, we spoke with Dad earlier, and obviously David and Christine, they were up watching the telecast, having and enjoying a red or two. We got him in his truck this morning, and he said this about last night. Have a listen to this.
We did have a nice little red. We had a local red, and we actually jumped up and toasted him when they called for the toast. So that sounds a bit corny, but by then we were pretty excited, you know, and I've never seen my wife beam so much.
It must be nice to know that you make not only yourself happy, but so many people around you, your family, your friends. But it all comes back to Lake Grace, and they were fantastic last night as well.
They've been a huge support all through the career, and I'm really keen at some point to get back over the next couple of weeks and get back and embrace the community and really thank them for all their support. They've been they've been huge for me, and it was great that they could get involved and be excited and enjoyed it with me last night.
Dad was saying they're pretty busy at the moment, and he wouldn't mind a hand. He said you might be a bit busy as well, though.
Yeah, he said they're short of drivers, but I did tell him that I've got a broken left leg, so there'll be no clutching.
unless he's got
an automatic truck, I'm not coming over.
Hey, so, Nat, now is this fair income? Are you actually going to have the surgery this afternoon at 5 o'clock?
I've got to see the surgeon today at some point, and I've got to arrange. Whenever he's 5 minutes to fit me in, we'll get the job done.
Wow. So that's the decision. When you rock up to hospital, normally you have to check stuff in. Will you have the Brownlow with you? Will you lock it in that little drawer next to the bed?
Yeah, I think I'll hold on to it for a few days.
I told Millsy that it's a huge win for Aquinas, obviously. Another big win for Aquinas. And Nat, not many people know this, but you were actually, and just remind me if I've got this right, you were Cox in the first eight, so that's the little bloke that steers the boat. Was that in year 11?
Year 11, I coxed the first eight rowing crew, that's correct.
Where did you finish?
I think we finished fourth. We had a mediocre crew, big hearts, but just we weren't that talented. But I was just small, I had bad knees, I wanted to be involved in the team sport, but I just couldn't do much, so I sort of stood at the end and steered and sparked the waters, everyone, really.
Right. Well, you yell out, stroke, 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 is that what happens?
I mean, the coxswain is the most crucial part of the crew.
It really is.
Without them, you go nowhere. So.
And then the next year, you worked your way up to the first 18. Am I right in saying that it was the Colts Grand Final the following year with Claremont that kind of put you on the map and put you under the notice of some of the recruiters around the league?
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. My Colts year was a bit of a breakout. I was able to string together some good footy and get back to playing the way I knew I could play my best. And then that grand final kicked a few goals. We had a win and got drafted off the back of that. So that's where it started, pretty much.
Mm. I noticed in your speech last night that you are even thinking about the future. Obviously, it still hurts from what happened on Friday night and the fact you're not going to be playing on Saturday, although you will be paraded in front of the crowd being the Brownlow medalist. You're already thinking of season 2016. Obviously, a few little ins would help up front, but are you confident that a premiership is not that far away for the Dockers?
Yeah, I am. They're hard to get to. But, I mean, our group's not going to fracture, and we've got strong leadership and strong coaching panel. So we'll bring a few players in, hopefully, and shouldn't lose too many. But, yeah, I'm pretty confident that around the corner there's success. There's a lot of hard work to be done. But when you're in and amongst it and there's still a week to go, it just exhilarates you and excites you for what potentially could lie around the corner. But I'll have a bit of time off and let this leg heal up and then at the right time get back into it.
Nat, you're a credit to your family. David and Christine were so proud, and it was terrific to speak to Dad this morning. And universally, everybody acclaimed around the football community, a terrific winner, a deserving winner, and such an excellent acceptance speech last night, mate. You should be very proud of yourself. And there was a note that's come through on our SMS. I know you're not big on Twitter, but you know that there is an account called Fife's Hair. He's absolutely wrapped. He went up 10,000 followers last night. Fife's Hair.
That's great.
Hey, mate, good luck with the surgery, and congratulations again on behalf of everybody involved with footy in this state and people that follow just the sport casually. Congratulations.
Thanks, Baz. Thanks, Millsy.
Well done.
Well done.
I tell you what, he's a credit to Lake Grace. He's a credit to the Fremantle Football Club, but he's a credit to himself.